Steve Earle is a country singer, a writer, an actor. In 2011, he was active on all fronts. He released a CD and his first novel. He also played street musician Harley Watt in the HBO series Tremé about post-Katrina New Orleans.
Drop that in your hands.
Y'all know what it is.
You're making a bad choice, son.
Played, past tense, because as you heard, Harley Watt didn't survive the show's second season, killed in that holdup. But thankfully for us, Steve Earle's music survives, including the song This City, which was featured in Tremé and pays tribute to the Big Easy.
This city won't wash away. This city won't ever drown. Blood and water and hell to pay. Sky tear open and pain rain down.
That song is on Steve's latest CD, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive, released along with his novel of the same name. The CD just received a Grammy nomination, giving us all the excuse we need to revisit a conversation we had with Steve back in April. We talked then about the music, of course, but also Steve's struggle with substance abuse, a struggle his son, musician Justin Towns Earle, also shares. And we started with Steve's explanation of the title of the book and CD.
The book was always called I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive because Hank Williams' ghost is actually a character in the book. And the last record that Hank Williams released while he was alive was I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. And it actually went to number one the week after he died.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
I basically made the record during the same 2.5-3 year period that most of the book was written. And it was also the period after my dad died. And I made the whole record. It was actually when I sequenced it for the first time that it dawned on me that the record was about the same things when it gets right down to it that the book was about, and I just gave it the same title.
You know, when I think of the title, Never Get Out of This World Alive, it also sounds like one of those rallying cries, you know, from a rowdy bar scene, you know, live large now, where no one's ever going to get out of this world alive. But it sounds on the CD that you have a more sober view.
I think all my views are relatively sober because I've been sober for 16
right,
years. But
right.
I think everyone passes a milestone in their lives when their parents pass away or one of their parents pass away. The art that I made over the last 3 years just couldn't help but be about mortality. But I don't think necessarily in a morbid sense. I think it behooves us to sort of come terms with this. This is the one thing that we've got to do. They say death and taxes, but you know what? You cannot pay taxes. I've done it. And there are consequences, but I'm still here to tell the tale. And death, we're all going to have to do this one.
But I'm wondering if if the song God is God on your CD has to do with the passage of your dad. Let's listen to a little of that.
I believe in prophecy. Some folks see things not everybody can see. Once in a while to pass a secret along to you and me. I believe in miracles. Something sacred burning in every bush and tree. We can all learn to sing the songs the angels sing. And I believe in God, and God ain't.
I'm not a Christian, and I'm not a Muslim, I'm not a Jew, I'm not even a Buddhist. I'm probably closer to that than I am to anything else, but mainly what I am, my spiritual system is 12-step programs. That's what I do.
Well, we should say to people that, you know, in the 12-step, you're asked to sort of turn your life over to a power greater than yourself, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the deal, and that's just what's necessary for me to keep, you know, sucking air, you know. So it's like, so it was, you know, now that I look at it, it was written right at the time as my father was leaving this world, and that was definitely an influence on it.
Well, but Steve Earle, I'm wondering too, gosh, it sounds like you've had a few years, because while you are now sober, as you said, you had your struggles with addiction, some jail time, 7 marriages, now happily married to singer Alison Moore. She sings with you on this new CD. But I'm wondering, too, you know, how does somebody who's a real hard luck troubadour. I mean, you've really sung about some of the hard times. And how do you do that now and maybe send out some of the new cautionary tale, especially in light of the fact, you know, maybe with an eye to a younger generation? Because, you know, we mentioned your son, Justin Townes, named, of course, after your friend and mentor, Townes Van Zandt. He's had his own struggles with addiction. I mean, is there a point where, you know, as you're losing your father, you're also maybe trying to direct a son? You know, do you call up a son and say, you know, don't do what I did? Or, you know, how does that work?
You can't. I mean, I can't work anybody else's program for them. It's only a limited amount of talking about this I can do with a microphone in front of my
sure,
face because
the
traditions
son.
Involved. Yeah. But well, no, it's also their traditions. And no, it's my butt. It's like, what I do to keep me sober sort of dictates that there's limits to it. I may be beyond them in some people's opinions right now, but I have to take care of myself. And basically, all I can do is take care of myself. I'm here for anybody that asks, you know, for help when it comes to those kind of things, but they have to ask first. But I think in making art, you know, what you do and what you don't do and trying to, you know, there's some things I care deeply about. I have to allow my music to be used for commercial purposes sometimes. Now, I feel the need to because I need the money sometimes and the way the music business works, but I don't allow it to be used for certain things, which are pharmaceutical companies and alcohol and the military. But you make those rules up as you go along, and they change during your life. People talk about waffling. I think waffling's good. I think change is good, and I think being open to change and changing your mind is really, really healthy.
Steve Earle, commenting on a lot of things there. Most important, though, how, you know, keeping the focus on himself and his sobriety. But you mentioned a couple things, and I want to pick up on them. You've been known for your political songs. You've been an outspoken opponent of the death penalty. And there's a song on the new CD, well, it's called Little Emperor. It seems to speak to George W. Bush, you know.
It does, except for the very last line. And the very last line is probably aimed at our current president.
There's another song on the CD about a shrimper, a longtime shrimper in New Orleans. I don't think I've heard many songs written about the BP Gulf disaster. I think this may be one of the few.
I'm in this TV show called Tremé.
Of course.
And we were wrapping up the first season, and the spill happened. And it was like, we're feeling good about ourselves and patting ourselves on the back. New Orleans is starting to come back. We feel like we're part of it. And then all of a sudden, the spill happens.
Come and gather round me, people, and a tale to you I'll tell of my father and his father in the days before the spill. With an endless sky above 'em and a restless sea below, and every blessing flowing from the Gulf of Mexico.